Appendix D. Crashes and Insurance. Utah Motor Vehicle Financial Responsibility Law requires that every resident owner of a motor vehicle, including motorcycles, shall maintain owner's or operator's security, proof of financial responsibility, in effect at any time the motor vehicle is operated on a highway, or on a quasi-public road, or parking area within the state. Anyone who knowingly operates a motor vehicle, or permits one to be operated without owner's security, is guilty of a Class B misdemeanor and may have their driving privileges suspended or revoked, and their vehicle impounded. Motor vehicle insurance is the most convenient and least expensive way to comply with this law. Insurance coverage. The most important types of insurance coverage are bodily injury and property damage liability. Mandatory coverage that provides payment for injuries or damages caused through your negligence to another person or another person's property. This coverage can be used to meet the requirements of the Utah Motor Vehicle Financial Responsibility Law. Uninsured motorist covers injuries to you and your passengers if you are in a crash that is caused by another driver who does not have insurance or by a hit-and-run driver. Property damage losses are not normally paid under this coverage. Personal injury protection, also known as no-fault or PIP, mandatory and provides some basic benefits and coverage for bodily injury to you and others without having to determine fault in a crash. Collision covers repairs to your vehicle for damage caused by a collision, subject to a deductible, usually in a case when no other person is at fault. This coverage is not required by law, but is usually required by a lien holder. Comprehensive covers repairs to your vehicle for damage caused by some reason other than collision, such as fire, theft, vandalism, or glass breakage. This coverage is not required by law, but may be required by a lien holder. Involved in a crash. Stop immediately. You may be penalized severely for not remaining at the scene of a crash in which you are involved. Your driver license may be suspended or revoked for up to 1 year. In addition, you may receive a jail sentence of up to 1 year, a fine of up to $2,500, or both. Render aid if possible, or find someone trained in first aid. Until medical help arrives, you should avoid moving anyone who appears to be seriously injured unless such action is necessary to avoid further injury. You are required to render reasonable assistance to any person injured in the crash, including transporting or making arrangements for transporting of the injured person to a physician or hospital for medical treatment if it is apparent that treatment is necessary, or transportation is requested by the injured person. Note: it is a third-degree felony for a person to fail to stop at the scene of an injury crash. If the crash results in property damage only and there are no injuries, the law allows for the operator of a vehicle with knowledge that the operator was involved in, or who has reason to believe that the operator may have been involved in, an accident resulting only in damage to another vehicle or other property, may move the vehicle as soon as possible out of the travel lanes on any roadway to an adjacent shoulder, the nearest suitable cross street, or other suitable location that does not obstruct traffic, or off the freeway main lines, shoulders, medians, or adjacent areas to the nearest safe location on an exit ramp shoulder, a frontage road, the nearest suitable cross street, or other suitable location that does not obstruct traffic, and shall remain at the scene of the accident or the location described until all other requirements are fulfilled. If the crash results in injuries, death, or at least $2,500 in total property damage, you must notify the police, sheriff, or highway patrol as soon as possible. This rule applies to all types of crashes, regardless of whether another driver was involved. You may also be requested to provide insurance information to the Financial Responsibility Section, Driver License Division. The following information must be exchanged between drivers or other persons involved in the crash. Your name and address. Vehicle registration number. Your insurance information, including agent or provider's name and phone number. If the owner of an unattended vehicle is not available or cannot be found, leave a note providing this information. Name and address of the driver of your vehicle. Vehicle registration number of the vehicle that caused the crash. Note: the operator of a vehicle that provides the information required to a police officer at the scene of the crash is exempt from providing the information to other persons involved. Release of crash report info. Crash reports are protected and may be released only as provided by the law. A report may be released to persons involved in the crash, excluding witnesses. Anyone they name as a representative, with signed permission from person involved in crash. Parents or legal guardian, attorney, insurance company, licensed private investigator, or the media. Information released to the news media is limited to name, age, sex, city of residence, make and model of vehicles, whether or not the vehicles were insured, and the location and description of the crash. Note. If you are convicted in a court of law of a violation for driving without insurance or driving without proof of insurance, you will be required to carry an SR-22 for 3 years and pay a $40 reinstatement fee. Financial Responsibility Act. The Financial Responsibility Act is designed to protect the public from losses due to motor vehicle crashes. This law requires that you have your vehicle or yourself, as a driver, insured. Failure to obey this law may result in the loss of your driver license, motor vehicle registration, and license plates. To regain these items, you must provide proof of adequate financial security, pay required reinstatement fees, and any applicable fines. Providing security after a crash. There are two ways you can provide the required security after a crash in which you were the at-fault driver. 1. Depositing money with the financial responsibility section in the amount of the loss suffered by the other parties involved, or 2. Showing that at the time of the crash you were covered by automobile liability insurance. If you were not covered by such insurance, you must file one of the following. Evidence that you have been released from liability by all parties involved in the crash. Evidence that you have agreed in writing to make payments for any damages or injuries suffered by the other party or parties. Evidence that you have been found not liable by a court of law. Evidence that the operator was in compliance with the operator's security requirement. If your driving privilege is suspended under this act, it may be reinstated by complying with one of the above listed procedures or 1 year following the effective date of suspension, if no civil action arising out of the accident has been instituted. Unsatisfied judgment. A court may render a judgment against you for damages to other injured parties. If this judgment is not satisfied within 60 days after the court decision, your driving privilege will be suspended. This rule may apply not only to drivers, but also to those who own or maintain the vehicle. If your driving privilege is withdrawn, the suspension will be in effect until the judgment is satisfied and you have filed future proof of financial responsibility in the form of an SR-22. SR-22 insurance. Future proof of financial responsibility is evidence that you will be able to pay for any damage to others if you are responsible for a future accident. It is required if you have failed to satisfy a judgment as explained above or if your driving privilege is suspended for a violation of the financial responsibility laws. This proof must be maintained for 3 years following the date of the suspension or revocation or, in the case of an unsatisfied judgment, 3 years from the date of reinstatement. The most common way to file future proof is to furnish evidence that you are covered by an SR-22 automobile liability insurance policy. You may obtain additional information on financial responsibility by contacting the Customer Service Section, Driver License Division at 801.965.4437. Uninsured motorist. If a vehicle owner is convicted of driving without insurance, is suspended for driving without insurance, or is identified in the computer records as having no insurance, the Department of Motor Vehicles is required to revoke the vehicle registration unless insurance is purchased within 30 days. Note. The law states that any time anyone drives a motor vehicle, proof of insurance for the vehicle and/or the operator must be in the vehicle and must be shown to any peace officer that asks to see it. It is acceptable for you to provide proof of insurance to a peace officer electronically using a mobile electronic device. UCA 41-12M-303.2(2)(a)(i) and 41-12M-303.2(2)(d)(i)(b).